Happy Sabbath. It's a beautiful Sabbath day today, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well today I am going to tell you a story about Jesus' first miracle, okay? Now, Jesus does a lot of miracles, but he had to start with one first. And this first miracle started off at the wedding of Cana, okay? It was custom among the Jewish people to celebrate a wedding feast. Okay? And sometimes such a feast lasted several days. Can you imagine if we went to a wedding and it lasted a lot of days? Wow, that would be a really big wedding, wouldn't it? All the wedding food and drink had to be prepared to serve. In the little town of Cana in Galilee, a big wedding was taking place, and many guests were present. Jesus, his disciples, and his mother Mary had been invited. Jesus and his disciples came to the home in the village of Cana, where people were all dressed up in their finest and best clothes going into the house. Now, there were oxen and donkeys and horses. They were all parked out in the front. Can you imagine if we had donkeys parked out in the front? We got our cars, though, huh? But it was a scene just like that. Looks like everyone is here. What a crowd, Peter said. Mary caught sight of Jesus the minute they came into the house. It must have been a happy time for both of them because they had not seen each other in such a long time. So Jesus introduces the followers to Mary. They mixed among other guests, all chatting and having a happy, good time together. Now, aren't you glad that Jesus is interested in our joy, such as weddings and things like that, happy occasions in our lives? He also wants to share the joys of our lives, too. Now, in the middle of the excitement and all the feasting and merry happening, something very embarrassing happened. It was so embarrassing. Guess what happened? They ran out of wine or grape juice. Now, this was a catastrophe. They couldn't believe it. It was as though, imagine you have a big birthday party, right? And you ran out of punch or the ice cream, right? Or even the birthday cake before all of the guests has been served. That would be a disaster. And that's how this was. Now, the servants were frantically running around, whispering to each other, oh my goodness, what are we gonna do? So Mary heard the problem, and immediately, guess who she went to? She went to Jesus for a solution to the problem. She went to the right place, too. And, of course, you know she went to the right person. No matter what our problems are and our difficulties in our lives, we can always turn to Jesus with an answer, right? He always has the right solution. So Mary came to Jesus and said, "The wine is out. We have no more wine." Now, you got to keep in mind that this is a really big deal at a wedding because you just do not run out of drinks. Big people are there, big time people, governors of the city, everyone's there, right? So we need to serve these people. Do you know what Jesus turned to Mary and said? I could not believe it, because if we talk to our mothers today like this, we'd be in a lot of trouble. You know what he said? He said, Woman, I can't help you right now. It is not yet my time. You know what Mary looked at him? She just was like, whatever. You know what she told the servants? She said, look, this is what I'm going to need y'all to do. I'm going to need y'all to do whatever he tells you to do. Well, you know Jesus had to obey then, right?
Yes.
And today, that is a rule we can follow. First, we go to Jesus about our problems. And then whatever he tells us to do in our hearts, we must obey quickly. Now, it was the ancient customs was for each guest to arrive there, right? And they would get their feet washed, okay, from the servants. But there were 6 large water pots that were used to hold water. And it was necessary for the feet washing. So these big, huge water pots were sitting there. Each pot held about 20 to 30 gallons of water. You guys, this is a lot of water, okay? So Jesus went to his servants. Pointing to the water pots, he said,
fill the water pots with water.
They looked at Jesus, and then they looked at each other. They're like, man, are you kidding me? Now, Jesus must not understand. We don't need no water. We need wine, right? So they gathered up all the pots. They did do what he said. And so they kept making trips back and forth to the well until the well was almost empty. They had then filled up all these water pots to the brim. Then Jesus told them, pour some out and take it to the governor of this big, huge wedding feast. So they thought, must we obey or not? What did the governor think? What would the governor think when we brought him water instead of wine? But again, they obeyed Jesus like we always should, right? They couldn't believe their eyes. Check this out. As they poured the water into their cups, y'all see that? Look at this water. It's clear water, but it's turning into what? It's turning into the wine. This was Jesus' first miracle. Do y'all see that? Clear water turned into wine. They couldn't believe their eyes. They cried, this isn't water anymore. It looks like wine. They tasted it to make sure. They all explained, this is the most delicious wine we've ever had. The governor of the feast tasted it and asked in astonishment, where did you get this wine? The bridegroom could not believe it themselves. You see, you guys, it isn't nothing for Jesus to change water into wine. It really isn't. Jesus, there's nothing he can accomplish. He's in the business of changing things, our circumstances, our hearts, our lives, our families, and our homes, right? Now, this is a wonderful thing that Jesus can change our lives. The same miracle-working God who changed water into wine can also change our lives if we ask him and we obey him and we let him in our hearts. Now, who wants to be the governor? Okay, we're going to let you taste this wine and you can tell us. Who wants to pray?
Thank you for loving you for this, thank you for everything. Thank you for this church. Thank you for making us. In Jesus' name, amen.